Okay, today we're beginning Perek Beis of Maseches Arachin. We are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ein Baruch and Pachus Misela. There's never an Erech where you pay less than a Sela. V'lo Yesu Al Chamishim Sela. And there's never an Erech that's more than 50 Sela. So Ketzad, how do we figure out these numbers? Nasan Sela V'Heshir. Let's say a poor person has to pay one Sela, and he gave one Sela, and then he became rich, and now he's able to afford the full 50 Slotim that he was that he committed to pay. Ein Losin Klum. He doesn't have to pay anything because he already gave. And Bashar Husham. He was poor, and he only had to give a Sela. Meaning, this is important. The important piece of background over here is that the Chumash itself tells us that if a guy takes an Erech commitment that he cannot afford, the Kohen has to evaluate what he actually can afford, and that's what he pays. So if at that time all he could afford was a Sela, even though now he became wealthy, he doesn't have to give anything more. Pachas Misela V'Hishir, but if he gave less than a Sela, and then now he became wealthier and he could afford more, so Nosin Chamishim Sela, so he'll now have to pay the full balance if he can afford to. If a person owed 50 Sela and he only had 5 Slotim, so he only gives one Sela. It's like, you don't give more than 20% of your money to fulfill a mitzvah. Chum say, no, he has to give all of them because he has 5 Slotim, so that means he could afford to give all of them. There's never a case of an Erech where it's that you pay less than a Sela, v'lo yesu al chamishim slotim, nor ever more than 50 slotim. Which seems to be somewhat repetitive. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ein Pesach Batoa. There's no going back to the beginning of a Nida cycle for someone who's confused. Pachus Mishiva, unless there's 7 clean days, V'lo Yesal Shiva Asar. But it never takes more than 17 clean days to go back to a new cycle. Meaning this is assuming that there's the knowledge of the basic concept of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. That typically a woman has 11 days that are called the Yud Aleph Yom, Shebein Nida Lenida, where she's eligible to become a Zava, where if she bleeds, she would not be a Nida, she would be a Zava. But in the rest of the cycle, she's a Nida. But in order to keep track, she has to know which days she's up to know whether she's a Nida or a Zava. And in order to sort of reset the clock, if she lost track, it always takes between 7 and 17 days. We're not going to go into the details of how that works out. Ein b'negayim pachos mishvu echad, v'lo yeser al shalosh shavuos. There's never a time of hesker, of tzara'as, for less than 1 week, but it's never more than 3 weeks, meaning each week you get reassessed, but you never have to go back into hesker for more than 3 weeks. Mishnah Beis. So, ein pochsin me'arba'a chadashim ha'muvarim bashana. We never have less than 4 30-day months in a year, v'lo nira yasar al shmona, and we never have more than 8 30-day months in a year, meaning Jewish months are either 29 days or 30 days. Now we have a fixed calendar, but we didn't always. So we always make sure that there's somewhere in between 4 and 8 30-day months. Stei alechem nechalos ein pachos mishnayim, v'lo yasar al shlosha. The stei alechem that they have on Shavuos is never eaten by less than 2 kohanim, but never eaten less than 2 days after it was baked, but never eaten more than 3 days after it was baked. Lechem apanim nechal ein pachos mitisha, v'lo yasar al chadasar. Lechem apanim is a much longer time because it stays on the shulchan for a whole week. So it's never less than 9 days after being baked, but never more than 11 days after being baked. Kato nimal ein pachos mishmona, v'lo yasar shema. Sorry, if a baby is perfectly healthy and is able to have the mila bizman in terms of his health, he never has a mila earlier than 8 days after he's born, nor longer than 12 days after he's born. This the reason why it wouldn't be on time if he's healthy is if he was born during Ben Hashmashos. So it could be, let's say he's born on a Sunday night, Sunday evening in Ben Hashmashos. So you can't do the bris on Sunday because that might be too early. So the earliest you could do it is Monday. Fine, so you'll do it Monday. But what if the baby's born Ben Hashmashos on Friday night? So you can't do it on Friday because it might be too early, but you can't do it on Shabbos because that might not be a Mila Bismana anymore. So then you'll have to do it Sunday. What if it was a two-day yontif and he was born on the week before on the night that corresponds to the evening going into the two-day yontif? What if it's a three-day yontif? attentive. So that's how we get those numbers. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we said that an erech payment always has to be minimally a sela, maximally 50 slaim. And if a person was assessed to be able to afford a sela, and that's what he paid, and then he got rich, he does not have to pay the balance. But if he paid less than a sela, and then he got rich, he does have to pay the balance. We had a machlokas. If a person has 5 slaim to his name, does he only give 1 sela, or does he give all 5? What's considered what he could afford? And then we said that that once we mentioned that you never do less than a sela, less than this, or more than that, less than a sela, more than 50 slaim. So we said when it comes to figuring out a woman who doesn't remember her Yemeinida, Yemeiziva, it never takes less than 7 clean days and more than 17 clean days. When it comes to tzara'as, there's never a hesker for less than 1 week or more than 3 weeks. And then Mishnah Beis, we said there's never less than 4 full months a year or more than 8 full months a year. When it comes to she'alechem, it's never eaten by less than 2 days after being baked or more than 3 days after being baked. When it comes to lechem apanim, it's never less than 9 days after being baked or more than 11 days. When it comes to a bris milah, it's never less than 8 days after the baby's born, nor more than 12 days after the baby is born. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.